Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome one, welcome all. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. This very show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allyn Root. Now, if you don't know by now, start paying attention on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the first hour of the broadcast across the entire country on all these great radio stations. Yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to hang out with you and talk about anything and everything that's going on in the world of news or politics. Whatever's on our plate, we discuss, and then Wayne takes over in exactly 60 minutes. You can always reach me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. If you want to know a little bit more about me, you can go to LeeElsie.com. That's LeeElsie.com to satisfy your curiosity. Now, I know Wayne periodically will read his columns. He's got a nationally syndicated column, which goes out, I think, across the country a couple times a week. I have a column, which I used to write every week. Now it's every other week for a Connecticut newspaper. And I bring that up, not because it's about me, but I bring it up because I wrote a column about critical race theory that I want to share with you. It's a column that they didn't print. So rather than get all nasty with my print media colleagues, we've got our own forum so we can share my thoughts on a national stage. So I am going to share with you what I put down on paper having to do with critical race theory. Now, I'm coming at this completely from what I think is a patriotic point of view. The United States is the least racist nation on earth. You can make the argument that it's the least racist country in the history of our planet. Now, I didn't say America has never been racist. Our list of atrocities in that context is disgraceful, demoralizing, and indefensible. The Naturalization Act of 1790, Reconstruction, and the Jim Crow laws are an absolute embarrassment on humanity. Certainly slavery is the curse that will forever haunt the soul of our great society. But that stain of subjugation wasn't conceived nor confined to America. Almost every civilization from the ancient Egyptians to the Native American Cherokees are all tethered to the shame of enslavement. In fact, slavery lives on today. And as of 2018, the countries currently with the most slaves include India with 8 million, China 3.6 million, Pakistan, North Korea, Nigeria, Indonesia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Russia, and the Philippines have almost at least a million slaves each. Where's the global outrage? I stand by my original statement that America is the least racist nation in the world. Now, it may take time, but the United States will move mountains to rectify injustices. It's my contention that with each passing generation, the very idea that people are judged solely by skin color fades away. This country is changing. It's getting browner. And as population growth slows among whites, the result will be a slow death of what the left calls systemic racism. To be clear, systemic racism, by definition, is a form of racism that is embedded throughout the laws in society or an organization. It can lead to such issues as discrimination and criminal justice, employment, housing, healthcare, political power, and discrimination in education. But could a systemically racist nation elect Barack Obama as president? Individuals can harbor racism, but the evolution of this nation has broken and is breaking any framework and residual effects of systemic racism. If our demographics are in fact changing, why is it necessary to bludgeon our impressionable students with the three main ideas that energize critical race theory? Race existentialism, collective guilt, and neo-segregation. Today's students already view the world very differently than their grandparents. Progressive educators are gearing up to fundamentally disrupt and challenge our nation's legacy. With the precision of a skilled surgeon wielding a scalpel, critical race theory has carved its way into the local curriculums and is threatening to lobotomize American history. Critical race theory is becoming the operating ideology of our public institutions. And President Biden's proposal for free education from preschool through community college would cement Uncle Sam's control of your kids for a full 17 years. One of the programs under the umbrella of critical race theory is Nicole Hannah Jones' 1619 Project. The revisionist look at our nation's history was unleashed on America in 2019 and supported with a massive public rollout and the complete backing of the Smithsonian, the New York Times, and the New York Times Magazine. While it has been roundly debunked by an assortment of acclaimed academics, its most preposterous accusation was that the American Revolution was fought to protect slavery. Schools that subscribe to this alternate universe are weaponizing white guilt to promote a malicious ideology based on half-truths. American children should not be taught that their country is inherently evil. Parents should be demanding history be taught, all history, but it shouldn't be delivered with an anti-racist agenda. Anti-racism is, in fact, racism. And equity is very different than equality. Academia hides behind phrases like social justice, diversity, inclusion, and culturally responsive teaching. Any dissenting opinions will be viewed through the lens of bigotry. Even black Americans, prominent black Americans, like Senator Tim Scott or Clarence Thomas, even Candace Owens, have publicly chastised critical race theory, and they're dismissed by the Democrat elite as suck-ups or Uncle Tim's. Imagine marginalizing the same individuals that you're supposedly supposed to be championing. The United States is, in fact, in self-correct mode. This ultra-slow process is reshaping the perception of race. To demonize individuals for sins of their father or their father's father will only delay the inevitable. Racism, left unchecked and unsupervised, will eventually vanish, and injecting racial animus into classrooms will only deepen the cultural divide. Teach the truth. Folks of color have, in fact, been abandoned, persecuted, and discriminated against for centuries. But don't lay the guilt on the back of your young kids. They don't deserve it, nor can they bear that burden. Progressives, they dream about a creation of a color-conscious society, one in which people are defined by, well, solely the color of their skin. Conservatives, on the other hand, would love to eliminate the shackles of color completely. And we dream about judging someone on the content of their character. And yes, I stole that last line from Martin Luther King. So that's the column that I wrote that did not get printed. Now, I'm not going to get into the weeds as to why it didn't get printed. That's the choice of the paper. If there's another newspaper out there that's listening right now and would like me to forward that to them, I'd be honored if they would print that. I see absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, I think sometimes what happens is there's such a mindset, an anti-mindset by the left against conservatives, that there's a preconceived notion that if you're somebody like me, if I'm talking about race, that it must be in some way, shape, or form in a really negative context. And that's just completely unfair. I came at this from a position of patriotism, one in which I realize, we should all realize, that there have been incredible injustices that have happened over the last 250 years, more than that. But laying the weight of that guilt on generations that are 10 times removed from generations that actually did it is just, for lack of a better phrase, it's just unfair. It's just not the right thing to do. And to cause kids in these classrooms to question whether or not the United States of America is a great nation, a nation that is forgiving, and a nation that, again, will move a mountain to get justice done. Look at the history of this planet. Every time this planet is in dire danger, who comes to the rescue? The United States of America. Every single time. So what's disappointing for me is that I think in this case, there is a prejudice, a bias against me. One where I think maybe folks had read between the lines of something that I've written and assume, or have made an assumption that it's against what they're thinking. I never once say you shouldn't teach all things that are factual, right? That is a common sense and the right thing to do. Teach what's happened, but don't put a slant on it. Don't bend it to a narrative, a progressive narrative, where America always comes out to be the villain. All right, I got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsey. Thanks for listening. You can go online, leeelsey.com. I'd be honored if you did that. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Our U.S.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. What a great product. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out hard every day, 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, never miss. By the way, the few times I ever miss, I just feel it the next day. Or I feel it that day. I just don't feel like the same person. I don't have the same energy. You hear the energy I put into the show. And anyone who's ever seen any of my speeches knows the energy I give at my speeches. It's really, truly all because of my workouts. You know, without the workouts, I couldn't do it. If you're going to work out every day, you want to feel good, you want to use Sons of Liberty CBD, you can find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Highest quality CBD you'll find anywhere. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal. 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice. sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off.
All right, thank you. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. One of our favorite guests, Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, joins me weekly on my morning show, and I wanted to get his expert opinion on how to try to solve what's going on in the Middle East. As a matter of fact, he wrote a trip report when he was over in Israel in 2008. Tell me about that.
I have some handwritten conclusions. I found my notes here. Probably wrote them on the plane on the way back. But let's just say current realities conclusion. Peace in the Middle East has been elusive over the centuries. In fact, the historical argument is that the absence of peace is the norm.
Ah, yes. Well said.
This is a fact of history from ancient times through the Roman era, Byzantine period, Ottoman Empire, British Mandate, and present times.
Right.
Okay. So, how are we going to solve a problem that's been around for a couple of thousand years? How are we going to do it?
Wow.
Not easily. Not easily. And for circle back to tell the press that Donald Trump did nothing to address the problems of the Middle East when it was on his watch that the embassy was moved to Jerusalem, when it was on his watch that the Abraham Accords went forward and historically enemy states that refused to deal with Israel began to deal with Israel. And what's happening there now? What's happening there now is the Iranian-supported Hamas, our good friends in Iran, John Kerry's buddies,
yeah,
that he's leaking secrets to, our good buddies Iran that seized our embassy and our diplomats for almost a year, that are developing nuclear weapons so they can terrorize their neighbors in the region. They're supporting Hamas. Hamas and Hezbollah are their buds. They are afraid to attack Israel directly because Israel will smoke Iran. And the Iranians know it.
Right.
The mullahs know it. You hit Israel from Iran, they'll smoke you.
Right.
You'll be toast. You'll be a cinder block. So they get their surrogates, the terrorists, Hamas and Hezbollah, to do it. And that's exactly what's going on. And the reason it's going on today and not when Donald Trump was president is Joe Biden is so weak he can't even tell a joke at a Coast Guard graduation. He's so weak and befuddled and confused. And he's represented in many respects, not by the Secretary of State, but by long-faced John Kerry, wandering around looking for a cause, always trading in the benefit of his country and trading his country down with our enemies, as he did with the Vietnamese communists so many years ago. He's doing with Iranians right now. Pathetic. So we have a weak president drifting around, not knowing what he's doing, an administration that hates America. Talk about hating America. Administration hates America. And our enemies are now using these terrorist attacks to try to sow division in the Middle East.
He's a former congressman, former member of the CIA, and he's a weekly contributor to my morning show, and I cannot thank him enough for just sparing a few minutes tonight to come on with us on the great USA Radio Network. Rob Simmons breaking down what's going on over in Israel between the Israelis and Hamas. I do have to take a quick break. Those of you out there want to learn more about me, my name is Lee Elsie. You can go online, leeelsie.com. Check that out. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Coming up next, we're going to talk about critical race theory again. And I'm going to sit down with columnist Red Janke. All that. Hang on. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Israeli Security Cabinet on Thursday approved plans for a ceasefire with Hamas that would end more than a week of missile strikes and rocket fires in the Gaza Strip and Israel. That's according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israeli officials agreed to a ceasefire negotiated by Egypt, which was in talks with both Israel and Hamas. The Biden administration has decided against sanctioning the company in charge of building Russia's Nord 2 gas stream pipeline, despite strongly objecting to the project. Democrat Senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, criticizing this move, as is the former Director of National Intelligence, Rick Grenell.
There's a whole bunch of Democrats who called President Trump a Russian asset that now have egg on their face because they're going to need to call Biden a Russian asset for this move.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Thank you. you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of the segment of the show. Asset Strategies International, never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, all of these great radio stations across the entire country, from California all the way out here to Long Island and everywhere in between. Special guest joining me right now. He's just written a column titled, Where to Schooling Post-Pandemic. His name is Red Janke. He's a nationally recognized columnist who writes about politics and policy, and his columns appear in numerous national publications, including the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, the USA Today, and just about every single Connecticut newspaper. So, Red, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it. So, Red, I want to ask you a question sort of out of order. I want to talk about some of the letters to the editor in one of the papers where this column that you've written appeared in. And the reason why I want to bring it up this way is because I'm fascinated that you made a number of points about how parents, it's their responsibility to teach their kids about racism, where most conservative or free-thinking folks would think, well, teachers should teach about history and math, science, English. The complaints from the readers left me speechless. There's a whole group of people out there who are willing to give up their parental responsibilities so that the education system can indoctrinate them.
Well, you know, my conundrum on that one is that, of course, this country has a history of racism. And, of course, there are elements of racism even today in this country. But the country is not systemically racist. And I interpret systemically racist, meaning that the charge is that we are racist through and through in each and every dimension of present-day life. I reject that wholeheartedly. Of course there are elements of racism. There are incidents in policing that involve racism. However, I firmly believe, with all good faith, that most cops are very straightforward, colorblind. In fact, there are a large number of black and Hispanic cops. So it tortures my mind to think that each and every cop in this country is racist, which is the way I interpret this charge of systemic racism.
So one of the points that we had talked about off the air, and I'll bring it up on the air, is that you had mentioned, and rightly so, that if Biden gets his way, Americans will get free education from preschool straight on through their second year of community college, giving Uncle Sam 17 years to indoctrinate children. So that, to me, is a scary thought. But talk about the trends that you've identified, certain things happening within our educational system.
Well, yes. And, you know, I identified three elements and trends in schooling. I've got a kindergartner. And the departure point of my column was that over the last year, I have homeschooled him. But that alongside of our great fortune that his school system has operated in person 5 days a week for the entire school year. We are truly blessed in that respect. However, going into this current school year, last summer, that was not certain at all. So along about this time last year, I started homeschooling it. And we did numbers over breakfast, letters before dinner, and I read to them going to bed. Very simple. It was a fabulous experience. He arrived at kindergarten, which did depart in person from, you know, early September right on through. He arrived fully prepared, in great shape. He's had a great year in school. But our experience at home was so fabulous that we've kept doing it. We do numbers over breakfast before he goes to school. We do letters when he comes home, just before he has dinner, early dinner. He now reads to me, and then I read to him. This is great. I now have a window in on exactly where he is academically. And I have the option to continue that. And the point of my column was that I'm going to, and I'm very sensitive to certain trends. And this brings it back to our conversation. And I identified three. This teaching, or so-called, of critical race theory, with the background that we're all systemically racist, which somehow takes responsibility and guilt, and assigns guilt for what our ancestors did. Yes, we had a racist system of slavery in the South. And if you assume that we are systemically racist, that means there's been no change, which is a ridiculous proposition. And to impose that kind of mindset on kids from kindergarten on up, I find incredibly objectionable, and I'm going to counterbalance it in my homeschooling. The second thing I focused on is this idea that there should be no merit involved in advancing kids in education. If you get good grades, you're not going to go to the head of the class. Okay? So what's happening is talented and gifted programs around the country are being eliminated. High-performance high schools, where they exist, and there's one fabulous one in Alexandria, Virginia, and there are a series of four or so in New York City, and in both of those cases, the objective standardized tests, which are fair to everyone, are being eliminated in favor of some kinds of subjective admissions criteria that are supposedly going to be fairer. And now I read in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago that California has determined, is on the cusp, they've got a proposed new curriculum which finds that math instruction in schools is racist. And they need to correct the way math is spoken, and if the article correctly portrays it, they say that finding the right answer is a function of white supremacy. I mean, this is ridiculous. So that was the second, this whole idea of doing away with merit-based advancement in education. And then the third bears on the issue of whose responsibility my kindergartner is. Is it the public school systems, or do I, as a parent, have parental authority?
Right.
And it seems to me that teaching sex education and LGBTQ is at least, in part, parental responsibility versus public schooling responsibility. And there is a creeping sense in this country that the schools should completely replace. The Latin phrase is operate in loco parentis, that we as parents have no rights, authority, and responsibility for our own kids, that the schools will determine exactly and in every dimension what they should learn, whether it's academic or not. That's another dimension to the third area I focus on. It seems to me these highly cultural issues are not purely academic. Let's have schools stick to their niche, focus on academics. I don't want them expanding their domain into every dimension of human life and seizing my kid to instruct him in all those different domains.
Red, I'm running out of time here, but I wanted to read you a paragraph, if you don't mind. I'm Bogart a little bit of your time. So we actually switch off as far as columns. He writes a column one week. I write a column another week for a Connecticut newspaper. And this week, my column did not get published. But I want to read you a paragraph from what I've written just to get your expert opinion on this and see if I've gone off the rails. Here's my thinking. I opened it up by talking about the United States being the least racist nation on earth. It may take time. But the United States will move mountains to rectify injustices. It's my contention that with each passing generation, the very idea that people are judged solely by their skin color fades. This country is changing. It's getting browner. And as population growth slows among whites, the result will be the slow death of what the left calls systemic racism. Do you agree with that sentiment?
I agree.
Red, I got to go. Where can folks learn more about you?
TheRedLine.com. That's TheRedLine.com.
All right, brother. Listen, thank you. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. All right, everybody, the music is playing. That means they got to skate. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And yes, we have a bunch of friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and here is another one. Tommy Binion is joining us, and I was just talking to Tommy off the air that I am reading through my emails, and someone was so kind to call me a Nazi multiple times in the latest email. I can't say the email address that it's from because the email address is so vile and perverse. I can't even believe they let him have an email address like that, but they think I'm a Nazi, Tommy. I don't think I'm a Nazi.
Say that as well, you got him stirred up. That's okay. Political discourse.
All right, let me ask you a very basic first question, one I've been asking a lot of my guests this week. Why do Democrats in particular hate the Jews?
Well, I wouldn't accuse, you know, all Democrats generally of that. But it is interesting, right? What's happening in Israel, which has come under attack from Gaza, from the Palestinians, rather, and then retaliated, is severely divisive on the Democratic side of the aisle. Which is really interesting. You've got prominent, you know, elected Democrats calling the Israelis murderers and making the Palestinians, who are the aggressors, out to be victims. In a sense, they're sort of buying the propaganda there. And nobody on the Democratic side of the aisle is really standing up to them. And, you know, it used to be, well, it is, that Israel is one of our most important allies. And so it's, I don't understand why there is nobody in the Democratic Party willing to stand up
right
to those of their colleagues within the party that are making these outrageous claims, frankly.
Seems like another common sense issue. You've got people who are being attacked, and they respond to try to stop those attacks, and yet they don't really garner the support from our Democrat leadership, in particular, the kind of support that I think they deserve.
Well, so what is the implication there? That you can't respond? That you just have to sit there and take these missiles being launched into your country? That you don't have a right to defend your country, and that if you do, you're a murderer. And by the way, the facts are not in dispute here. Missiles coming into Israel from the Palestinians, from Hamas, is not in dispute here. So the characterization that the Israelis are murderers for responding is just insane.
Yeah.
And if you follow it to its logical conclusion, it means you just think Hamas should be able to wipe Israel off the face of the planet, which is their goal.
Right.
And surely we don't have Democrats in Congress who think that, or maybe, I guess we do.
Without sounding redundant, to me, there's no question that the puppet strings are being pulled on Joe Biden when it comes to this clash, because his inner circle, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and some of these others are always anti-Israel and pro-Palestine.
It is incredibly disappointing that there are no Democrats willing to stand up and say, these Democrats that are saying these things are wrong.
Yeah.
And that tells us something.
Hey, I wanted you to help me celebrate. What a great job Kamala Harris has done on the border. 56 days, no need for a press conference. She hasn't even visited the southern border. I mean, she's really got a great handle on this thing, don't you think?
That you could lead the border task force without going there. You're right. It is an amazing job. It's miraculous, almost. The numbers on the border are eye-popping.
Right.
We mentioned the videos last week of people streaming into this country are eye-popping. The Biden administration is nowhere. There's a straight line from their policies, from the executive orders that Biden issued in the first week of his presidency, to this crisis. And their response is non-existent. It is unfathomable. And they're getting a pass. And I think they think they're going to get away with it. I think they think that they're just going to facilitate any illegal alien who wants to come in this country. They're just going to facilitate their entrance into the country and get away with it. It's a security situation. It's a rule of law situation. The voters have been clear over and over and over again that they want a secure border.
Right.
Doesn't everybody want a secure border? And here's what we have. We have a Biden administration proactively undermining security at the border. So I think there is going to be accountability that the Biden administration is not.
Listen, I got to wrap it up quick tonight. I'm out of time. The music is playing, but I always appreciate you coming on with us and spend a little time. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. Look for him on Twitter. You will not be disappointed. I've got to run. We're done. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here. You're on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
35.